1 o'clock on a Million Dollar Weekend with the Baron of the Bay, the all-American perfect guy, every teen queen's dream.
You're multilingual.
That's a little bit much to take, isn't it? I
just pack the bags and play.
It's 60 in San Francisco on the Johnny Holiday Show. Kids, what's on your mind?
I'd like some lollipops.
All right, fine.
Some jelly beans.
Okay.
Some ice cream.
All right.
And some little bread.
Okay.
Is that your mommy's list?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see that?
Okay.
Oh, that's a very, very nice list. The printing is very nice. Nice big block letters. Jelly beans and ice cream and candy. Mm-hmm. And Langendorf bread.
That's bread, that big bread eater sheet.
I know. Lollipops, jelly beans, ice cream, and Langendorf bread. Are you sure your mommy wrote this list?
Well, not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
The Langendorf bread was my idea.
L-A-N-G-E. N-D-O-R-M. Big bread eaters eat Langendorf. yesterday was my, once a year I go, like I guess everybody goes, to have a physical checkup and you make sure you're in good condition. We have a strenuous basketball season coming up, and besides our Wonders games, when I got the Warrior games and I got the Raider games, plus we're doing How to Succeed in Business again without really trying, which I'll be in coming up in March, I want to make sure I'm in the best of condition. So I went to the doctor yesterday, Dr. Michael Scholl over in Belvedere. I've been going to it for my family doctor for about 3 years, and he checked me over, and he says, man, you're in fantastic condition. Your weight is sensational, and you got no problem. Everything's cool. And he gave me a flu shot. And today I feel like I got the flu, man. You ever get that feeling after you get a flu shot? I guess it affects your entire system. My arm is hanging by my side. I got a headache. I got a stomach ache. I hurt all over. And I'm hungry.
I heard that Andy Williams is coming to the Oakland Coliseum November 12th with Henry Mancini. Is that right, Brian? He's looking for 6 girls to dance with him in a production number on stage.
Correct.
Andy is a close personal friend of Ed Hyder, our own Ed Hyder from 9 to noon on KYA.
Right.
Ed Hyder's got details on his show on KYA from 9 o'clock to noon every day.
Right.
Who are you, Ed Hyder?
Having a tough time picking out the winners of the contest. Ed has shown me some of the pictures he's received. He's got a lot of good-looking listeners out there. No dogs at all in his audience, I'll tell you that. Not like some people I know. It's 6 minutes till 1 o'clock. Come go with me at 4 minutes to 1 o'clock. DJ Touchdown Time.
In these days you just got to break away. Cause of what you've been drinking's like drinking yesterday. There's a whole new world for you, my friend. 007 Special Blend.
007 Special Blend. It pours and looks like beer, but maybe plain beer it ain't. 007 is malt liquor blended with premium beer, both together for the very first time. Even what it comes in is new. 7 different cans with 7 different beautiful girls, one on each can. Pick up 007 Special Blend. Help keep America beautiful.
There's a whole new world for you, my friend.
007 Special Blend.
007 Special Blend is a malt liquor blended with premium beer, brewed by the National Brewing Company, Baltimore, Maryland.
KYA now has three action line numbers for your requests. In San Francisco, 478-3234. In the East Bay, you can call toll-free 832-9151. From San Jose, call toll-free 575-1877. Open 24 hours a day, the KYA action line. Your direct lines to...
$276 in our KYA DJ Touchdown Jackpot to give away sometime between now and 2 o'clock, I hope. It's 2 minutes till 1 o'clock, KYA's Johnny Holiday Time, a fantastic premiere you heard first on the Tony Big Show a couple of nights ago by the Stained Glass, A Scene in Between. Holiday Show, another exclusive presentation of Radio KYA San Francisco. Millennia KY, Mid-Nevada Weekend Time. It's 3 minutes after 1 o'clock on the Johnny Holiday Show. The Baron calling the shots till 6 o'clock with 60 degrees of temperature.
Please, 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 can we stop in Marble Slime? I want to play that game called the Win.
Why not stop at a mobile station that plays Winning Line? If you're a licensed driver and live where the game's allowed by law, try your luck. No need to buy anything. Besides, Mobile's Winning Line is fun to play. $2,500 worth of fun.
If we win some money at the Winning Line, will you buy me a toy?
You'll see 30 funny cars, 12 of them have turned better than 190 miles an hour, and the wildest match races ever at the 3rd Annual Stock and Funny Car Championships Fremont Drag Strip this coming Saturday and Sunday. $20,000 in prize money, 500 competing cars. All the major hot rod and stock car magazines will be there, so be early to get best parking and seating. Great cars like Color Me Gone, the Super Shaker, Ken Goodell's Mustang, Doug's Headers, and 26 more great funny cars. 18 funny car match races, Saturday night, Fremont Drag Strip in Fremont.
Let me check the KY weekend weather. Partly cloudy skies today, tonight becoming fair tomorrow. Slightly cooler today with a high 65 to 75. In the city at 60, Marin County at 63. KYA number one at 5 minutes after 1 o'clock.
You're a holiday. Such a holiday.
Double play.
Now that I love the girl and the ruby is her name.
Dion DiMucci, are you kidding me?
This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say? Whoa. Ruby, 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 ruby.
Dion and Ruby Baby at 10 minutes after 1 o'clock. KYA asks you to help our kids by buying tickets to see the November 1st performance of Camelot. Tickets can be obtained at the Coronet Theater, Gary and Arguello, San Francisco. To benefit the Youth Guidance Center of San Francisco, it's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock.
Midnight Sun is Clairol's new gentle hair lightener you just shampoo in. The only gentle lightener with a cool toner built right in to give you your choice of three shining shades. Snow lights, frost lights, ice lights. Choose your blonde light today.
Let's share a love in the land.
Midnight Sun by Clairol.
Radio KYA.
Basketball with the KYA Radio Wonders.
Wednesday, October 25th, the Wonders play a practice game against the coaches of Our Lady of Mercy of Westlake. Game time, 8 o'clock at Reardon High Gym.
Thursday, October 26th, the special practice game against the senior faculty team from Sarah Dix Hamlin.
An all-girls school.
Game time, 7:30 p.m. at St. Vincent de Paul Gym on Green Street, San Francisco.
There are still a few open dates left in the Wonders schedule this year. Send your request to KYA today. Yes, my friends, the Wonders have about, I'd say, maybe 18 open dates left in our schedule. We plan to play 48 games again this year, mostly schools we've never played before. You better hustle off your request by U.S. Mule as soon as you can. The KYA Wonders, number one, Knob Hill Circle, San Francisco, at 12 after 1 o'clock.
The moment I wake up,
why, it's Dionne Warwick.
Before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Just take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little bit more for you. Forever, forever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you forever and ever. We never will part. Of how long the feels together, together, that's how it must be to live without you would only mean heartbreak for me.
morning, Lamar Sherlock from KYE San Francisco, AFCO Broadcasting of California.
It's 1:14 in San Francisco. This is Lamar Sherlock, KYE News, brought to you by the makers of Light Olympia, the beer from Tumwater, Washington. A Soviet astrophysicist says any attempted landing on the planet Venus will be pushed hundreds of miles off target because of constant winds roaring with six times the force of a hurricane. Next, Viet Cong battalion wiped out, and San Francisco State professor arrested on charges of contributing to the delinquency of minors.
Why brew a best-selling beer like Olympia in a little town like Tumwater, Washington? Because it's the water of Tumwater that makes Olympia a really good beer. Next time, ask for Oli, the small town beer that made good.
Olympia Brewing Company, Tumwater, Washington. South Vietnamese troops and their American advisors have virtually wiped out a Viet Cong battalion in a graveyard just below the demilitarized zone. The battle was one of three today in which 341 communists were killed. KYA time, 1:16. Japanese Premier Sato, visiting in Saigon, says he's convinced South Vietnam's leaders are dedicated to finding peace. A vanguard of some 2,500 anti-war marchers has reached the parking lot of the Pentagon, shouting demands for America to get out of Vietnam. Heavily reinforced security guards are stationed at the doors to repel any attempt to storm the building. No serious disorders as yet. The anti-war, anti-draft protesters preface their march in the Pentagon with a peaceful rally at the Lincoln Memorial. In one minor incident, three members of the American Nazi Party were hustled off by police when they knocked down a British Labour Party speaker. The throng of demonstrators includes college students, hippies, middle-aged pacifists, businessmen, and what a high U.S. official calls a very, very small minority of radical leftists. Congressman Don Clausen of California says anti-war demonstrations are hurting our chances to win the war quickly.
After reading recent reports from Vietnam, including captured Viet Cong and North Vietnamese documents, I find a very strong indication that leaders in Hanoi may be misreading the anti-war demonstrations here in America. These indications reveal that the communists may be holding out just a little while longer in negotiating a settlement of the war, in the hope that mounting sentiment and public opinion in America may force a U.S. withdrawal from Vietnam. This, of course, would negate the need for negotiations and represent a tremendous victory for international communism.
KYA News asked the chairman of the Assembly Committee on Criminal Procedures, Craig Biddle, if any new laws were needed to handle protest marches more effectively.
Possibly establishing within the Peace Officers Standing and Training Commission some type of course that will be mandated to all law enforcement agencies in these human relations, which is what we're talking about here. Possibly a course dealing primarily with working out the details and the guidelines and the rules for demonstrations ahead of time. And more details like this we can give to law enforcement prior to any demonstrations to, again, avoid any, not unlawful, but you'd say more the unlawful or just any use of force by law enforcement.
A congressman from Tennessee, Don Kuykendall, wants Dr. James Goddard, commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, to resign because of his, Goddard's, approval of marijuana.
I believe Congress should demand the immediate resignation of Dr. Goddard. Such a statement by the head of an important federal department is completely irresponsible and, in my opinion, makes Dr. Goddard unfit to head a division which has control over the food and drug laws of the nation. For a man in such a position to encourage the belief that there is little harm in using marijuana, which is illegal, in the face of all the evidence of the crime and misery caused by users of this drug, is absolutely inexcusable. If this is Dr. Goddard's attitude toward his own college-age children, I suppose there's little that can be done about it. But he certainly should be prevented from using the prestige of a high federal office to encourage delinquency and the smoking of marijuana by youngsters outside his own family.
An expert on drugs says hundreds of women have sought criminal abortions because they believe their babies would be deformed by the use of LSD. Dr. David Smith, director of San Francisco's Drug and Narcotics Abuse Center, told an audience in Southern California the mother's fears may be unfounded. Smith blamed a recent magazine article which used selected statistics for creating the panic among the expectant mothers. He said, to date, no research has conclusively proven that LSD will cause deformities in unborn children. However, he warned against the use of the hallucinogenic drug by pregnant women because its effect on the reproductive system remained a mystery. A college professor at San Francisco State College, Dr. Leonard Wolf, under arrest today on charges he contributed to the delinquency of minors. He was arrested in connection with a nude ballet staged at a theater in the Haight-Ashbury. And 22-year-old Harry Holoboski, the subject of a wide police search after being reported missing, has shown up at Stanford University, where he's a student. He said he didn't know police were looking for him. And residents in the rugged brush and timberland of Southern California today faced cleanup work following a week-long series of fires which scorched over 50,000 acres.
BYA's Sports.
These final football scores just in. Syracuse has beat the California Bears 20-14. Indiana over Michigan 27-20. Yale 21, Columbia 7 at the half. Oregon State is leading Purdue 10-7. And U.S. golfers have widened their lead in Ryder Cup competition with the British. Americans Billy Casper and Gabe Brewer defeated Britain's Peter Ellis and Christy O'Connor 3-2. Gardner Dickinson and Doug Sanders beat England's Brian Huggett and George Will by the same margin. KY weather for the Bay Area, variable cloudiness today and tonight, becoming fair tomorrow. Cooler today, the high 62 to 72. It's 59 in Oakland. San Rafael 63, in San Jose at 64. That's KY News, brought to you by the Olympia Brewing Company of Tumwater, Washington. And as we hit more music in the Johnny Holiday Show, it's 60 degrees at KYA in San Francisco.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movie. And all I gotta do is act naturally. We'll make the scene about a man that's sad and lonely. I'm begging down upon his bended knee. All I have to do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star. Cause I can play the part so well.
He's got a big nose.
Well, I hope come and see me in the movie. Then I'll know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
Ringo Starr, 23 minutes past 1 o'clock. Woo! About a minute out of weekend from KYA San Francisco.
Listening to Radio KYA. You have a man of class.
Chattanooga choo-choo. Track 29. We gotta get there on time. We can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. We got off there and just a little despair. You leave the pencil jack station.
The Harper's Bazaar at 126 KY's DJ Touchdown Time. Special request from the San Jose Action Line at 575-1877 for the Righteous Brothers.
First the tide rushes in.
Is
many more songs like that tonight on stage at the Oakland Coliseum for the big KYA Righteous Brothers concert. This is from the Airplane album called Surrealistic Pillow by the Jefferson Airplane and RCA Victor. It's a great release, and it's one of many new record albums available in RCA Victor Monaro this weekend, waiting for you at your Bay Area Sears stores. If you have $1.97, you have the price for a big, round, ever-loving, fat Monaro LP at your Sears store. That's the price, $1.97 for the LP Surrealistic Pillow by the Jefferson Airplane. That's just one of many. Others available like the Monkees with Headquarters, More of the Monkees, The Best of Eddie Arnold, Turn the World Around with Eddie Arnold, Glenn Yarborough turns Eddie Arnold around with Honey and Wine, Surrealistic Pillow with the Airplane, and many, many more, all waiting for you this weekend at Sears for one unbelievably low price of only $1.97 in Mono. And all the newest 45s are priced at 67 cents apiece. You'll get yours in the record department of your nearby Bay Area Sears store this weekend.
The Johnny Holiday Show, another exclusive presentation of Radio KYA San Francisco.
Would you like to sing the KYA anthem? Call me in the action line at 478-3234. I'd love to have you sing it with me at 1:30 in the Schnozola. Hey! San Jose, it's 59 degrees. Marin County, it's 63. San Francisco, it's 60. I'm a soul man. Sam and Dave, dig number 13.
Coming to you.
Soul Man, Sam and Dave at 28 minutes till 2 o'clock, $276 in our KYA DJ jackpot.
Now, big bread for big bread eaters is Langendorf's Giant Loaf. It's bigger than other loaves. When other breads give out, Langendorf's Giant Loaf keeps on going. You get extra slices, extra flavor, extra value. Best of all, Langendorf's Giant Loaf comes in a stay-fresh, reclosable bag. Keep it in the freezer and have plenty of good, nourishing Langendorf bread always on hand. Next time, get the big bread for big bread eaters. Langendorf's Giant Loaf. When other breads give out, Langendorf's giant loaf keeps
slice after slice. Ladies and gentlemen, I present the singing debut of Mr. Steve Psychotis. Is it Psychotis, Steve?
Psychotis
of Ingvall Junior High School in San Bruno. He knows the words. You're not married, are you, Steve?
No. Okay. A little bit young for that.
Are you too? Well, how old are you?
12.
You're only 12?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you never know these days, Steve. You know, a lot of guys, are the girls after you, buddy? Huh?
No.
Come on. You're putting me on, right? I bet you got a lot of girlfriends.
Nope. I don't got one.
You don't have one?
I like a lot, but none of them like me.
Is that right?
Yep.
I wonder why, Steve. I'm sure it's not because of your singing, because I know you're a good singer. Huh?
I guess so.
All right, let's give it a try, shall we? Here we go.
Radio K-Y-A. Radio K-Y-A.
Atta baby, Steve.
Now we proudly pledge allegiance to the station that we love,
to the friend that we depend on,
we sing the praises of.
Radio K-Y-A.
That was great.
Thanks.
Thank you, buddy. We'll see.
I feel a pounding in my brain. Ice cold water running through my veins. Got a bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Heart beating fast.
At 23 minutes till 2 o'clock, KY's DJ Touchdown Time, British Motor Cars and all their MG dealers in Northern California announced the most important sale in their history, the first anniversary of the MGB GT Special. In honor of the occasion, your MG man is offering you a special edition. Each GT will be equipped with special anniversary extras, an official metal plaque and full color designating the GT as a special. a 16-inch wood-rimmed steering wheel and matching wood shift knob, plus a vibration-free, non-glare racing-type wing mirror. These are all free. You also get the following at no extra cost: Lars circular tachometer and full sports car instrumentation, four-speed gearbox with short throw stick shift, oil cooler for better engine performance and less engine wear. Yes, sir, speed. 60-spoke wire wheels will be yours. Twin SU carburetors for quick acceleration. The MG also features hydraulic fade-free disc brakes, plus fully adjustable English leather bucket seats. There's only 1,000 of these cars available in the whole United States, so don't delay. There's an MG man near you today. See and test drive the MGB Fastback soon. $276 riding in our KYA DJ Touchdown Jackpot. You want to play the game? Call me in the action line. 478-3234. From San Jose, it's 575-1877. East Bay, it's 832-9151. I'll take an East Bay call. Call number 13 this hour. Call me right now.
Good sense, ill sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's fire, swaggin', flutter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on to him, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
By the one side, the least you can do. Beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one part of you.